You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Young and the Restless fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your early edition spoilers. These are for Monday, March 25th through Friday, March 29th. We have a lot of good stuff to unpack. If you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our Young and the Restless updates. And as we always do for the early edition spoilers, I tell you what's happening the rest of this week on YNR to give you some insight and context into what is coming next week. This week, though, it's a strange one because we only have Wednesday's episode left, and then we have the purgatory of preemptions. But let's talk about Wednesday, March 20th's episode, if you haven't seen it yet. If you haven't seen it yet, and if you have other things to do, a dental appointment, folding laundry, washing the dog, this is a very skippable episode. I will just say that. Not that it wasn't moderately entertaining, but I don't like episodes that don't advance storylines because they are dream sequences, all right? This episode, except for the first couple of minutes and the last couple of minutes, just very scant minutes, is all a dream sequence. It goes nowhere fast. It's 100% alternate history, inaccurate present, does not advance any storyline, not one bit. We had already heard Claire was getting a standalone episode, which upset a lot of people because she's brand new, and those are usually reserved for milestone anniversaries when characters have been around for, you know, decades, or they're dying or something, or, you know. But in defense of it, it was about Jordan and Claire both. Jordan was in it a little bit. There was a tiny little bit of Adam stuff. I'm going to tell you what to look for if you just want to fast forward through the episode, though. And so it wasn't strictly just celebrating Haley Aaron, but also totally fast forward or skippable material if you don't want to watch a time waster that doesn't move any storylines forward. So in the episode, Claire is having a dream, and the premise in the dream is it's Claire's birthday, which is actually in November, and the family is having a brunch at the GCAC. Here's the strange, kind of interesting stuff. Nick and Sharon are married, and they have a little kiss at the table. Kyle and Summer are still married. Cassie Newman is still alive, and she and Mariah are both at the brunch. Claire is being referred to as Eve because that was her birth name, Eve Nicole Howard. She was named for both of her grandmothers, but in the dream, they're calling her Eve Newman Howard, interestingly. At the beginning of the episode, it's real time. Victoria and Claire are talking about all the years she missed with them, how Jordan brainwashed her to only see the worst of them. She's looking at family photos at the ranch, and she said even when she saw headlines about them, you know, doing attention-getting or scandalous things, she hated them but still wanted to be part of their lives. Then she lays down for a couch nap, and we have this thing. In the dream, everybody's talking, and Claire was there for all these family milestones, including the Abby Naked Heiress stuff, and she is a kindergarten teacher for her career. Mariah and Tessa are there. They're married. They talk about how they hope she's Aria's teacher one day. Victor and Nikki talk about her being a championship writer, and it's this whole flattering love fest. She's amazing. They all love Claire. Straight A's in college. You know, she's the very best of all the Newmans, I guess. But there is this one funny part of the dream. If you are curious but don't want to watch the whole thing, fast forward to the Adam and Jordan scene. So Adam in this dream is working at the GCAC as like a maitre d', because Eve reported him to the police. And even though the charges were later dropped, I think because they weren't legit or something, he lost his career because of her. And then later in the dream, towards the end, Adam corners her and tells her he sees the darkness in her that is just like his darkness, and they're a lot alike. That freaks her out. And a couple of times in the dream, and these are worth a fast forward as well, Jordan pops up. Once she pops up with an IV bag of vodka, like she's a waitress and somebody ordered it. And she's like, oh, wonder who this is for. You know, Nikki, obviously. Later, she serves up just to terrorize Claire about this fake new life of hers. That's it. It does not advance any plot lines. Nothing in the episode is real. And then there's 2 days of no episodes after a no nothing, do nothing episode, which basically basically then is three days of nothing new, right? So Thursday, March 21st, Friday, March 22nd, March Madness preemptions. And that takes us into next week, March 25th through the 29th. So Monday is the first new episode since that dream thing. And we do have a full week of brand new episodes. Here's some stuff that you're going to see. Lily Winters is, of course, done with Daniel Romolotti, but there is more fallout to come. The cheaters chose to go behind her back and do the deed while she was out of town. And now they seem to expect her to be chill as long as they're not like making out at work. Remember Daniel's whole keep it low key at work thing? But then he was holding hands with Heather, you know, right in the middle of society. And so what is Lily going to decide and what is next for her? I'm sure she still needs to work through her feelings first about what happened, but it looks like she is really considering punishing the cheater, specifically punishing Heather for going after her man. And Heather's a little worried about her future because of this. Look for lots more of the mental health storylines next week, with Chelsea's guilt over Connor's OCD struggle intensifying. Adam and Chelsea are not seeing eye to eye on next steps, possibly because Chelsea may be heading into another spiral herself, while Adam seems to be dealing with his own guilt but is focused solely on Connor's issues. It is very complicated. We've got more of Ashley Abbott's strange behaviors next week with those three or four people that have a timeshare in her head, like, you know, Sybil, 70s flashback. And Tucker, of course, wants her to get help, but he doesn't want to be the one to try and fix her issues. Well past time for the other Abbotts to realize and take steps to help her. We are left hanging this week on whether Jordan Howard is dead or alive. Remember earlier in the week, like Tuesday, I think, she drank down that vial of, looked like Windex. It was kind of bluish. And we will find out more next week about this alleged toxin that she took. Is Jordan really dead? Did she really kill herself? Which would be weird. And so we have like two suicide things going on at the same time, because Chelsea's talking about her suicide. It's just kind of weird. So is Jordan really dead at her own hand, or is she playing possum to facilitate an escape? I feel like she's playing possum. I just don't see Jordan giving up on payback and revenge that easily. And plus, for personal, selfish, just, you know, reasons, because I really like Colleen Zenk, I hope that she survives and maybe comes back in a few years. Not right away, though. Those are all of the early edition spoilers we have for Young and the Restless, March 25th through 29th. Please click subscribe if you have not already. Definitely drop your comments on what you are excited to see, what you think about this dream sequence thing. And definitely come back. We are your number one soap channel here on YouTube, and we are here talking soap 7 days a week. Come back soon, and as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.